On this, the ninth and final day of the Pentecost Novena, we continue our reflections from The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit by Father Manto Bonomi. As mentioned earlier in the Novena, the grace of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary united Our Lady's will to God's in such a sublime and mysterious manner that for all intents and purposes they act as one. St. Maximilian calls this union of Our Lady's will with God's a spousal union, with the two remaining distinct persons, one a finite created person and the other a divine eternal person, but one in this union of grace. Holiness, the Church teaches us, is the conformity of our will with God's. To the degree that we want what God wants at every moment of our lives, we will be holy. St. John of the Cross, in describing the mystery of the perfect union of wills between God and the Blessed Virgin Mary, presents the Mary Immaculate as the prototype and model of holiness for us all. Such were those works and prayers of the most glorious Virgin, Our Lady, who, being raised to this high estate of union from the beginning, never had the form of any creature imprinted on her soul. Neither was she moved by such, but was invariably guided by the Holy Spirit. During this final day of the Novena, let us ask this grace of Our Lady and the Holy Spirit, that we too will conform our wills to God's, as she did most perfectly. Veni Sancte Spiritus, come Holy Spirit, come by the means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Amen.
The Chaplet to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The first mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Immaculate Conception. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The second mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mary's preparation to be the mother of Jesus, expressed in her presentation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The third mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the espousal of Mary and Joseph. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The fourth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Annunciation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The fifth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Visitation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The sixth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the hidden life of Nazareth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world.
The seventh mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the wedding feast at Cana. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The eighth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary becomes the mother of all believers at the foot of the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The ninth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The tenth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Assumption. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The 11th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be
The 12th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary's enduring intercession, protection, and presence to her children. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, from the cross you breathed forth your Spirit after you had entrusted your mother to the beloved disciple. Thank you, Lord, for these precious gifts. Standing with St. John the Beloved, I also accept these graces. May your Holy Spirit enter into my spirit, into my heart, into my relationships, into every aspect of my life. I welcome your Holy Spirit to be my constant companion and guide. I receive the Virgin Mary as my mother and my queen. I accept her into all that is my own. May she dispose all that is in me so that by her intercession and by the work of the Holy Spirit, your life and likeness may be formed in me. Amen.
Manifest thyself to us.
Holy Ghost, Spirit that
Fill the hearts of thy faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of thy love.
Let us pray. O Holy Ghost, most beloved of our souls, prostrate before thy infinite majesty, we implore thee with all the longing of our hearts, the most singular grace of humility, that thou may be made known, served and loved upon earth, and glorified for all eternity. And this through the most humble and pure heart of thy immaculate spouse, the ever-Virgin Mary. Grant us the grace to love the cross, and to die nailed to it, without ever descending from it.
Amen.
Ave Maria. On this ninth and final day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, we continue with reflections from the book The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit by Father Manto Bonomi. In the following reading, we reflect on Our Lady as the most perfect being in all God's creation. Everything that God has created bears some resemblance to Him, but Our Lady, who is the Immaculate Conception and the spouse of the Holy Spirit, is the one who most perfectly reflects the divine love and mystery of the Holy Spirit. It is a fact that from the first instant of her existence, the Mother of God never experienced the stain of original sin, and that from the earliest days of the Church, the faithful acknowledged that our Most Holy Mother was the purest of creatures, purer than the angels, entirely free from the least stain of sin. Of herself, Mary is nothing, even as all other creatures are. But by God's gift, she is the most perfect of creatures, the most perfect image of God's divine being in a purely human creature. She comes, then, from the Father, through the Son and the Holy Spirit, as from her Creator, who out of nothing calls into being creatures made in His own image, the image of the Holy Trinity. These creatures are limited, yet God likes to find in them the image of Himself which they bear. These beings, endowed with reason and free will, know and acknowledge that they come from God and receive everything from Him, what they are, what they can do, what they possess moment by moment. In return, they show Him their love, both on account of what they receive from Him, and because He, God, the infinite perfection, is worthy of infinite love. The Immaculata never knew the slightest stain. In other words, her love was always full, without flaw. She loved God with all her being, and from the first instant of her existence, her love united her with God so perfectly that on the day of the Annunciation, the angel could say to her, "Full of grace, the Lord is with thee." Luke chapter 1, verse 28. She is then God's creature, God's image, God's child, and in all these respects she is all this in the most perfect manner possible among the ranks of mere creatures. She is God's instrument. With full consciousness and total willingness, she allows God to govern her. She consents to His will, desires only what He desires, and acts according to His will in the most perfect manner, without failing, without ever turning aside from His will. She makes perfect use of the powers and privileges God has given her, so as to fulfill always and in everything whatever God wants of her, purely for love of God, one and three. This love of God reaches such a peak that it bears the divine fruits proper to God's own love. Her love for God brings her to such a level of union with Him that she becomes the mother of God. The Father confides to her His Son, the Son descends into her womb, and the Holy Spirit fashions out of her perfectly pure body the very body of Jesus.
Prayer to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. O Mary, thou spotless bride of the Holy Spirit, thou art the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of Israel, the honor of our nation. Thou, as the valiant woman, didst crush the head of the serpent when thou didst offer thy divine Son to the Heavenly Father in the love of the Holy Spirit for the salvation of the world. Through the merits of this precious sacrifice and through the sufferings of thy Son, obtain for us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I thank the Holy Spirit that He has chosen thee as His bride and constituted thee the dispenser of His graces. Look upon me with thy compassionate eyes, look upon my distress and needs. Help me, that I may never lose the grace of God, nor defile the temple of the Holy Spirit, but that my heart may ever remain His holy dwelling, and that with thee I may eternally praise and bless the Holy Spirit in heaven. Amen. Our Lady of Light, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, pray for us.
Thank you for joining us for this Pentecost Novena on the Air Maria Catholic Radio Network. For more information on how to obtain the book, The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit, by Father Manto Bonomi, visit wombradio.com. That's www.wombradio.com. Once again, thank you, and Ave Maria. Yeah.